You ever use any of those electric scooters at all?
I wanted to when Brianna was here, but she didn't want to. I'm like, I'm not gonna be by myself, so I didn't.
So you have those scooters on the street then? You got them like laying around? You could just pick them up and go?
Near the college campus, yeah, not near where I live.
I bought one. I am now the proud owner of an electric scooter.
How do you buy one?
Go to a website and you purchase one? I don't know. So the one I bought was from a brand called Levy. It's pretty good. This Bird sells them too. Bird is the brand that has a lot of scooters laying around. You can buy a Bird. Let me tell you, pretty nice. I like the electric scooter. I like driving an electric scooter. It's a lot better than leaving them all over the streets, though, because... And this is a true story. In San Francisco, they've got a lot of those electric scooters that they were using, and they had to take them off the streets because people kept throwing them into the bay.
I heard about that, and that seemed hilarious because they seemed like the South Park episode on that seemed like it wasn't that far off, where you just showed up like one morning and they're all in the fucking street. It's like, what the fuck happened?
That literally happened in Santa Cruz, where one day there were just scooters. Like, there were scooters all over the city, and then the city had to be like, what the fuck? No, we didn't approve this. Take these scooters away. What are you fucking doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to take all the scooters away. It lasted less than a week.
Yeah, and then people are like getting mad at them and they're throwing them to the bay, which sounds hilarious, but...
Not so good for the bay, but very good for comedy. Comedy, and
yeah.
Tech companies.
I'm sure like there was probably some hazardous material in those batteries that probably shouldn't be in water, but, you know...
On the other hand, now there's a bunch of scooters in the San Francisco Bay and tech companies that have to pay for them, and that's just genuinely hilarious.
So what do you use a scooter for, then?
Okay, you don't want to know the real reason I bought an electric scooter?
Hmm.
So I could charge my electric car at a charger and then use my electric scooter to scoot over to my electric car and drive my electric car back to my house.
That sounds like you're fucking with me. But I don't think you're fucking with me. But the words you said sound like you're fucking with me.
I am not fucking with you. It's using a mode of transportation that's electric to get to my other electric mode of transportation. Yes.
So you go to the electric parking spot to charge your car. Then you take electric scooter out of your trunk and then electric scooter around the city to do your business. And then you electric scooter back to your electric car, then drive home.
Yes.
What the fuck? What kind of fucking just like California ass nonsense?
We're in the future now, baby. This is it. This is the future.
I guess the future is fucking scary.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Modern Console Warfare, the podcast where we once and for all decide who wins video games. And let me tell you, this week it's Nintendo, because
yes,
this is
handily
our very special Nintendo Direct episode of Modern Console Warfare. As always, I'm joined by Mike Matthews. How you doing, Mike?
Shittily, because I feel like garbage, and I was confident I had COVID. But also, to clarify, for the full disclosure, I am both double vaccinated and boosted, so I've done my health duty to society, unlike some fucks. But I still feel like garbage, and I took a COVID test today, and it came back negative, and I don't believe it.
As somebody that had COVID, like, took a positive test and had COVID, I didn't think it was that bad. But,
I feel similar to how, like, for instance, like the first shot didn't do shit to me. The first shot, I'm like, oh, whatever. Second shot, I definitely felt that shit.
Yeah.
And then the boost, I didn't feel anything. And I feel similar to how I felt for the second shot. So I'm pretty sure if this isn't COVID, this is a flu that is not enjoyable. But I think I can get through this podcast before I need to lay back down on the ground. And if not, perfect. I'll put the microphone on the ground and do from there. So.
All right. Well, let's dive into it. Here's a spoiler. The only piece of news this week was that there was a big Nintendo Direct that had a bunch of stuff in it. So that's what we're going to talk about.
So I had a thought now. Regards to our scoring system, the more like virtual presentations the companies do, the more points they can get. So it behooves them to do more of those to get points.
Yeah, if they want to win video games, they better start doing more of these virtual presentations.
Exactly, because like Nintendo's going to get like buku points on this podcast here.
Yeah, they sure are, and probably some of the other companies. Not a strong showing from a couple of them, but for some of them, pretty good showing.
I think I watched it in a really weird like cough syrup haze, but I was pretty impressed by the whole thing.
Yeah, honestly, all in all, pretty good Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty excellent. I mean, I feel like the one more thing was underwhelming, but, you know, like, in a perfect world, they announced Mario Kart 9 after that Mario Kart 8 bullshit, but we can't have good things, I guess, so.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Let's dive in, let's go down the list. So, what was the first thing that they showed in the Nintendo Direct?
It wasn't Advance Wars, it was something else. Let me get the video. So the first thing was, oh no, they did the Fire Emblem Warriors Musou game based on Three Houses.
Right. I don't know, man. That first Fire Emblem Musou game was okay, and it probably makes sense to do one about Three Houses.
The hilarious thing, this for me personally, is that after playing Strikers, right, which is Musou, I was like, you know what? I fucking get Dynasty Warriors. Sometimes you just want to hit the square button and not worry about shit and watch a bunch of fucking ones and zeros fucking die and scream, you know? Sometimes you just want to, like, feel powerful like that. And Musou games do a phenomenal job making you feel powerful. So I think I get it now.
So on the one hand, I completely agree with you. That is absolutely the appeal of Musou games. On the other hand, I don't think Strikers was that. I think
it wasn't that, and I kind of wanted to be more like that. Because if we're being honest, Strikers was closer to Kingdom Hearts than Musou.
Yeah, it definitely felt more like a Persona game than a Musou game, that's for sure.
Yes. But no, like, this game should be fine. I heard Fire Emblem Warriors was pretty okay. It should be pretty okay, too. I don't know.
Fire Emblem Warriors was okay. What I want from this Fire Emblem Warriors game is for it to incorporate more stuff from Fire Emblem as far as, like, I don't know, the dumb relationship stuff. Let's get more of that in there. If they're going to do it in the Three Houses universe, I want it to be like Fire Emblem Three Houses, but a Musou game.
Yes, agreed.
So I guess we'll see. When is that coming out?
June 24th, 2022.
June 24th. So that's the summer. That's in the dog days of summer. We're going to start getting that one. So
yeah,
check it out then. What are we going to rate? I don't know. Who develops this?
Well, I think, like, it's like Nintendo gets points automatically for coming to their thing. The question is, who also gets points off top of that? So, who develops those Musou games?
Omega Force. That's Omega Force.
I give Omega Force and Nintendo plus two each.
I'll give Omega Force plus three. I wasn't expecting them to come out with a Fire Emblem game, and they sure did. Mm-hmm. Nintendo, I'm just going to get ahead of this, and I'm going to give Nintendo a plus 28. I'm going to give them one for each game they announced here.
Okay. I'm going to go on a case-by-case basis for me, personally.
So. Okay. So I'll put two for you for now for Nintendo. All right. Moving on. Next up, they showed a little more of Advance Wars 1 plus 2, which is the 3D remakes. Yes. Reboot Camp.
I mean, like, yeah.
That game was supposed to come out over the winter break.
Yes.
And then it got delayed into this year. I'm still kind of curious as to why that is. I can't imagine that game was too terribly taxing, but
They seem like they added a scenario creator where you can create your own maps. But for Advanced Wars, is pretty neat that you can do that and then play multiplayer. So,
yeah.
Even though the first thing people's going to do, like, either create, like, a map of a road of swastikas or a dick. So, who knows how that's going to go. But I like Advance Wars. Advance Wars is good shit. They should make more of those fucking games.
Yeah, boy howdy, that Advance Wars Days of Ruin just really tanked that whole franchise with that one game, huh?
Yeah.
So poorly that they're just like, I guess we're not making any more Advance Wars games for the next 15 years.
Also, it was like Fire Emblem really got popular in the States, though. So...
Yeah, but what if you could date the waifus in Advance Wars, huh?
Fuck no, fuck that. What if you can fucking date the tanks?
Yeah!
Remember that fuck... What was that? Like, didn't you play some, like, visual novel that was like, hey, fuck these tanks?
No.
I'm looking this up. That sounds familiar. Maybe I'm crazy.
It wouldn't surprise me if that exists, but I didn't play it.
Panzer Models.
That sounds right.
Yeah, so what if you could just fuck the tanks and romance the tanks? It'd make the Advance Wars. It'd be dumb, but it wouldn't be that out of place.
I mean, there's waifus in Advance Wars. I don't remember their names or details or anything, but they're there. I don't know.
Like, yeah, Advance Wars, Intelligent Systems plus 3, Nintendo plus 2. Coming out, was it April 8th, I believe.
April 8th? Yeah, I'll give Intelligent Systems like a plus 3. That sounds right. It was a good showing. It wasn't my favorite, but...
Right.
You know what would have given them a plus 10 is if they announced a new Advance Wars game. I sure would like them to do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think it might depend on how well this one sells, so...
Well, I guess I better buy it then, just out of principle.
Yeah, me too.
Next up, sort of a weird one. No Man's Sky, coming to Nintendo Switch, I guess, for the first time.
Yeah, how's that gonna run on that?
Based on that trailer, it looked like it ran pretty well, but...
I don't know about that. No Man's Sky is really big. This seems like the textbook cloud game, but it seems like it's not cloud. It seems like it's like, no, this is the game, you're playing this on the SD card, so... We'll see. I mean, someone's hyped for this, I guess. I'm not, but someone's happy. So, like, I don't know, plus one each.
I'll give Hello Games a plus one. I'm very tentative on it. I will say, though, looking at that trailer for No Man's Sky, I was like, damn, No Man's Sky sounds like an awesome game. And then I remembered that I have it and have played it a lot, and I don't actually like it all that much.
But. Yeah, that's how I feel about No Man's Sky. Like, I tried it, and I'm like, I don't get it. It's not for me, but it seemed like it's where it should be now. So God bless them. Someone's enjoying this shit. Let them enjoy their shit.
Yeah. Listening to him describe that game, though, I was like, yeah! Oh, yeah, this game sounds great! And then I remember, oh, it's No Man's Sky. I've played it a lot, so...
Yeah. I mean, I should try it again, but also, yeah, I...
Now on to the hottest piece of news from this entire Nintendo Direct. Yeah. Fucking Super Mario Strikers is back, baby!
Battle
15
League.
Years in the making!
Fucking... Super Mario Strikers is unironically one of my favorite sports games of all time. That game actually still holds all the way up. So, them making more of that, I am very hyped for that.
That is, like, as far as the Nintendo sports games are concerned, like, that's the gold standard. That's where they really kind of figured out how to get buck wild with it and then, like, make a fucking crazy-ass sports game that was fun to play.
Yeah, that game had fucking, it had two'd... And it was rude. And it was cool.
Waluigi does a crotch chop in that game.
Right. That's the best shit. Him scoring a goal and doing the suck it cross chop is fucking amazing shit. I'm surprised I got past Nintendo at all. And something tells me he won't do it in this game and I'll be fucking so disappointed.
Hey, you never know, man.
If he does, it's a game of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, like, it looks fun. It looks awesome.
The only thing keeping me hesitant is knowing that I was very excited about a Mario Golf game and then having the Mario Golf game come out.
Not be being, good. Yeah.
It was okay, right?
Yeah. But it wasn't as good as like the 3DS game, which is a crime.
Yeah.
So yes, you're correct. We should temper expectations for this game, but I don't want to right now, so I'm not gonna. So I'm saying this game's game of the year right now.
Okay, sounds good. I would like to point out you said the exact same thing about Mario Golf.
Yeah, well, I didn't learn, and I'm learning now. But the gameplay, at least, which was not Mario Golf's issue, the gameplay seems solid. So if they can work around that stuff, if they make online play not be trash, which with Nintendo, it's very up and down. Local 8-player games seems like fucking madness. I don't know how that works, but it's cool to have it.
They did it with Smash Bros., so...
Yeah. But there's a reason people don't play the game online like that, so...
Yeah.
But we'll see. Mario Strikers is fucking great. This equipment stuff gives me a bit of a pause, because it's like currency and shit, so...
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be good.
We'll see. I still give... I I can't find a developer for this game. Is it just Nintendo?
I can't either. I'm putting on the sheet whoever's making Super Mario Strikers. We might as well
give them
Nintendo
+9 and Nintendo a +6.
I'm gonna give it a +8 just because I want to temper my expectation a little bit. But yeah, Nintendo +6, sure.
June 10th, it says here.
June 10th. June is getting pretty hot for Nintendo games, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
They showed some the Splatoon Salmon Run gameplay, which I didn't play Salmon Run. That's not my jam, but I'm glad people have that if it is your jam.
Splatoon 3 still looks cool. It's still Splatoon 3.
Yes, Splatoon is great. Though the best part of Splatoon, I think, is to be like the song. You know the song, right? But you have a song you have to have that a year.
You mean like during the Splatfest?
Yes. The Squid Sisters singing pop songs is the coolest shit.
That's, you know, we talk a lot about what the metaverse is on this podcast. I think that's the metaverse.
Kids being squids?
Squids being kids, but that like central area where you go and you see all the other players jamming out to the Squid Sisters music, that's it.
Yeah, no, that's cool shit. That's cool shit. I want to keep doing that because it's never not cool. Also, Splatoon is just good as well. So
yeah, Splatoon's rad as hell. I want them to make more Splatoon, so I'm very into seeing more of it. Like you said, like the Salmon Run stuff, I didn't get super into, but I'm always in for more Splatoon. What are you giving the Splatoon devs?
I guess Splatoon devs like a +4, Nintendo +2.
I'm gonna give the Splatoon devs also a +4. That sounds right.
Oh wait, hold on, I forget that sometimes Nintendo, they put the developer name on the game as they put like their lower third, or what do you call the thing when like the title comes in then fades out? What is that called? That's just more your domain than mine.
The Chiron.
Is it fucking called the Chiron?
Yeah, it's called the Chiron.
Okay.
Or a lower third.
I'm not sure if they put in the Chiron. I'm sure they put the developer for Strikers.
I mean, for all these first party games, I think it's just Nintendo, right? It's just different divisions within Nintendo.
They're like, it's fucking us, motherfucker, okay?
We did this one.
And I ask that because Forever Entertainment is making a remake of Front Mission, which someone is super stoked on that. I'm not, but someone's super stoked on that.
Front Mission is not a franchise I have any experience with whatsoever. Same. So, I mean, I like mechs, and I like strategy games with mechs, but the only strategy game with mechs I played at any point in time on a Nintendo console was that Zone of the Enders one.
Boy, that's a name I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, right? Zone of the Enders? Yeah. That Game Boy Advance game rules. It's really good. Do you say Forever Entertainment?
That's what it said. Forever Entertainment.
I'm going to give that a 1.
+1. Yes, +1 each. No. +2, because Front Mission 1 and 2 that they're remaking.
Ah.
Coming in the future, it says here.
One thing I want to touch on is that Disney Kart Racer.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Speedstorm.
So the second that they said from the developers of Asphalt, I was like, oh, you mean that free-to-play racing game? Why?
I know Asphalt because that was one of my launch games for the Nintendo Dual Screen.
God, that was a launch game for the DS, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm gonna find what it was called because I did play me some Asphalt on Nintendo DS. Nintendo DS Asphalt.
They're on mobile games. They're on Asphalt 9. I know because I have it on my phone right now, and I also have it on my Xbox Series X. And it is optimized for Xbox Series X. So
I played Nintendo Asphalt Urban GT on the DS. Came out 2004, which is right about right. Oh, God. Also came out on the Java platform. Micro Edition, Java DS, and, of all fucking things, the goddamned N-Gage.
Yeah! Now you're getting somewhere, Jesus. The N-Gage!
I want to feel fucking old.
Not to derail too hard, but why would you not buy the superior racing game on the Nintendo DS at launch? Ridge Racer.
I thought that was on PSP.
No. They did a Ridge Racer on the DS. That was the first ever DS game I owned.
I think that was prior to me knowing about a Ridge Racer.
So you went for Asphalt instead?
Yes, because the screenshot looked cool. It was like a Ferrari, and it was all blurry. And I'm like, that looks like the best shit. And it was kind of fun. It wasn't that great, but it was kind of fun. I mean, like, you're playing... At that point, back then, you're playing, like, you know, Metroid Prime Hunters are Super Mario 64 for DS. So it didn't really matter that much.
Both of those were good.
Yes, they were.
That Disney racing game seems interesting. It looks good.
Yeah, it's free to play, I think I remember hearing.
That's the only part that gives me pause. I'm like, a free to play kart racer, how are they going to try to gouge us for money? But on the other hand, like, as far as how that game looks, it looks pretty good.
It looks pretty fun. I mean, I feel like kart racers are kind of like pizza, but it's like, it's kind of hard to... You can fuck up, but it's kind of hard to fuck up. Because I feel like kart racers are, like, inherently fun.
I must have played a bad kart racer before. I mean, like, fucking Garfield kart or whatever. There's shitty kart racers out there.
Or, like, the South Park kart racer game from, like, 2002.
Right, yeah, on the N64.
Yeah.
And PlayStation, yeah.
But it looks like it'd be fine. We'll try it. It'll be fine. Or not. We'll find out either way.
It's a free-to-play game. Why not?
I give Disney...
Was it Game Loft?
Game Loft, makes that? Not Disney. It's Game Loft. So Game Loft, plus one. Plus one to each.
I'll give Game Loft a plus two. I'm at least interested in seeing more. All right, moving on. This one kind of caught me off guard. The Force Unleashed is getting released again on the Switch.
Yeah, okay. So watching that at the time, I was like, in my memory, this game looked better than this. And then I watched the video again, and what did I say in my notes? I heard a specific quote, and the quote was...
Enhanced from the original Wii version.
Yeah, and I'm like, why the fuck would you port the Wii version to the Switch? Port to, like, the 360 version. What are you doing over there?
And the answer to that is, they put the waggle controls in.
Yeah. But the game still looks kinda, like, not that good compared to, like, the 360 and PS3 versions. But, like, what? That's one of those things for, like, Nintendo, what are you doing? You know better than this. Port the good one.
Who's porting that, though? It can't be Nintendo porting that game.
Let me see. Was there a dev that came up? Asper?
Aspyr!
Aspyr. What have they done?
Aspyr's the one that handles all of the, they're the one that handles all of the the ports of Star Wars games.
Oh, yeah. So Jedi, Public Commando, Jedi Academy, Jedi Outcast. They did it without a post. Dubs the Zombie, which I kind of want to play still, because I have good memories of Stubbs the Zombie.
So here's worth remembering is Aspyr is the one doing the KOTOR remake on PS5.
And they also ported KOTOR to the Switch.
They did, yeah.
Huh. Okay, I mean, well, look. No reason to doubt them right now, so we'll see what happens. But the Wii version, though, really?
It's got multiplayer, which I didn't know.
Yeah, no, there was like a one-on-one dueling mode they had in there. Remember that part.
Was there really? I have no recollection of that.
Yep, it was like an arena fighter. The arena fighter for multiplayer, I mean.
When are we going to get Star Wars The Force Unleashed at Evo then, huh?
It's going to be at Evo in some like weird like fifth floor hotel room bathroom where you put the monitor on the closed toilet seat.
Hey, those are the best tournaments at EVO. Right. That's where the real money matches happen.
They're playing the Sailor Moon game in the room, you know, main stage, and then in the bathroom they're playing Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna give Aspyr a 1. This is not the version of this game that I'd want them to port, but
Aspyr 1 Nintendo, first time, -1 for having this one be the one they fucking port.
Wow. Alright. Playing hardball, huh?
Yeah, no, that it's an easy decision. You pick the one that looks the best. I'm sure a Switch can run a 360 game, right? If not, then we're fucked. Then we're all fucked.
I gotta say, at least they're not porting the second one. The second one's no good.
Also, the second one is like, it's like 80 gigs for like 4 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, man, what a terrible game.
Yeah.
Speaking of 80 hours or 80 gigs for gameplay, the Ezio Collection is coming to Switch?
Yeah, I like... That is a thing. I wouldn't want to play it there, but like it exists because I mean, like, it's okay. This is a small tangent, right? Okay, here we go. When you assess the best games in a franchise, right? It's a mix between like how good is that game now and how good was that game relative to the other games when it came out,
right?
Like, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was like the best game in the series relative to when it came out. But in terms of gameplay, it doesn't hold up to like an Origins Odyssey or a
Valhalla,
right? So it's like, how do you order those in terms of the best? when it's obviously that, like, these games have gotten better since then, as they had better been.
Yeah, I wonder how those games would feel to go back and try to play them in the context of modern Assassin's Creed.
Bad, because you fucking can't crouch. You can't crouch.
Right. I guess you can't crouch, huh?
They didn't add crouching until Origins.
Right. They did not add crouching until Origins. Huh.
So I feel like it'd feel very mechanical. I mean, like the having the three different Italian cities in two, and having Rome, Italy, and Brotherhood. And, like, the stuff where you train up your assassins and call them in to fucking do dirt was fucking awesome. But I don't know if that holds up today.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, it's like, that's like nostalgia where, like, in my mind's eye, like, oh, those are the three best games in the series. Until you play them, and you're like, oh, no, they've gotten better since then. But to bring this back around, I mean, it's cool. It's on there, I guess. Plus three to Ubisoft, I guess. And plus two to Nintendo.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to port old Assassin's Creed games over to the Switch, you might as well do the ones that everybody nostalgically remembers.
Then they need to add Black Flag.
Black Flag might be a little rough on the Nintendo Switch, maybe.
Yeah.
All those water physics.
But that's one, if you said that's the best game in the series, I'd be like, okay.
All right. Yeah, I can see that. I do really like Black Flag.
Yeah, same. It's cool shit. Shanties, man.
Snow, Assassin's Creed.
The small things.
Unity, but it's an Assassin's Creed game.
Unity, that was the French one, wasn't it?
Yep.
No, that game was a mess. I'll never forget that unit church in that weird sand glass, and then your frame rate goes to like fucking 12 frames a second.
Oh my god, 12 is being generous. It was going down to like single digits.
It
was unplayable.
I'll never forget that. That was a formative of like, this game cannot run on this brand new console. What the fuck's going on?
They really did a lot of work to make sure that stained glass window did all of the lighting. It was ray tracing before ray tracing, really.
Boy, yeah.
All right, moving along. We've got the shambling corpse of Chrono Cross coming back, huh?
Yeah, I only know of Chrono Cross as a game that GameSpot gave a 10 to back when GameSpot didn't give 10s very often.
That game is not that good. I'll tell you right now, that game is not worth a 10. It's
okay.
It's interesting. It is an interesting video game. Like, the whole selling point with that game is there were like 40 potential party members. So right. There were like a lot of party members that you could pick up over the course of that game. And the ending would change based on the party members you had in your party and the stuff you did with them, which at the time was pretty revolutionary, right? Like, yeah. It was like, you're going to have multiple endings, and those endings are going to be based on all of these different party members you can have in your party. That's bonkers. The problem was that the game itself wasn't very good. It was just kind of a bog-standard RPG, especially if they're going to try to ascribe the Chrono name to it, like Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
You got to come out swinging, and it didn't really feel... It felt like it was really ambitious, but really flawed. Music was full of bangers, though. A lot of good music in that game.
I played Chrono Trigger for the first time in like early in the pandemic, and that fucking game has zero business holding up as well as it does 25 fucking years later.
Chrono Trigger absolutely fucks hard. That game is so good as an RPG.
You could tell me that Chrono Trigger is the best RPG of all time, I'd be like, you're probably right. Like, it's that good. It's fucking amazing.
It's definitely still up there.
It's still fucking amazing.
The way that it handles all of the different timelines and, yeah, like, moving back and forth between them, it's unheard of in a fucking Super Nintendo game, that's for sure.
And also, like, combat is, like, the being able to, like, exploit weaknesses in a way like Persona does now perfectly. Like, seeing some of that DNA and how, like, it doesn't say it's welcome. And it's still, like, really fucking good. And also, music-wise, is excellent. Yeah, Chrono Trigger is fucking incredible, which made me curious about Chrono Cross, but hearing your thoughts, I'm like, maybe I should do more research on it before I...
Yeah, Chrono Cross is definitely ambitious in a lot of the same ways that Chrono Trigger was. It just doesn't stick the landing nearly as well as Chrono Trigger did.
Hmm.
It's an interesting oddity from history, and I'm glad that they're kind of bringing it back in the forefront as like a, hey, remember this weird thing we did? But I don't know if it's one that I'm going to be, like, rushing out the door to pick up again.
Right. I don't know. I give, like, a plus one each.
Yeah, that's about right. I'm happy somebody remembers Chrono Cross.
Yes. one day we'll get a Chrono Trigger, either like remaster or I kind of don't want them to remake it because I don't trust them. I don't trust anyone to remake Chrono Trigger.
No, they can't remake Chrono Trigger. There's no way. And to be honest with you, the best version of that game is the DS one. The DS remake they did was it. That's Chrono Trigger.
So they later fixed the Steam one to be more like that, and now it works perfectly.
Great. Because that DS version is, like, top tier. Moving right along, that Kirby game.
Fucking, they really Mario Odyssey'd the fuck out of Kirby, huh?
Yeah, they took a look at, like, everything about Super Mario Odyssey and what worked about it, and they're like, I bet we could just do that again. What other IP do we own? Kirby? Oh, for sure. Let's do that one.
Yeah, it makes more sense in Kirby than in Odyssey, to be perfectly honest with you.
The second that it showed, like, you can do, like, a Kirby mode where you suck up a car, but you stay as a regular car. Sir, I was
you
like,
mean mouthful mode?
Yeah, you're right. Just get a mouthful of Kirby. Yum, yes. Yum.
Please.
It looks really awesome. Like that. I think it's so good.
It looks crazy. I don't give a shit about Kirby, but now I'm like, oh yeah, give me this shit. I'll play the fuck out of this fucking game. Fucking let me absorb a car, and now I'm a car Kirby. Or fuck that, I'm a vending machine throwing fucking cans at fucking enemies. Fuck this, yeah. This is similar to, like, this is very similar, the dinosaur has a mustache energy that I'm here for.
Yes. And then on top of that, like, that mouthful mode stuff was bonkers. And then they started showing, like, oh, for the forms that you can get, you can upgrade the forms now. And then those forms can evolve into new forms. Like, that's an edge to Kirby we haven't really seen before, is, like, progression. Like, they got my attention. I was like, yeah, 3D Kirby game, I'll take a look at that. But now I'm like, oh, man, I gotta check out this 3D Kirby game.
This game legit seems awesome. And I'm looking forward to it.
It's the first time I've looked forward to a Kirby game in a long time.
Same. For me, probably ever.
I'm going to give... That's like a 5.
I'm going to give... See, is that also internal?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I give it a 10. Straight up.
10?
It looks... I'm not the same feelings about... When I saw the trailer for Mario Odyssey, I was, like, shaking with, like... anticipation. This is, like, similar about the same thing. But it's like a plus 10 still.
You've convinced me. I'm gonna raise it up to an 8.
Okay, that's fine. Yes. No, it looks special. Comes out in March, apparently.
Plus 10 for Nintendo too, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yeah, March. That's very soon.
Yes, it is.
God, the next 2 months are just crazy. I do not know how I'm gonna have enough time to play all those games, but yeah. I'll make it work. I guess I gotta finish that Pokemon game as soon as possible, huh?
Good luck with that.
I think about halfway through. Next up, oh boy.
They're putting MLB The Show on the Switch.
Forgot about MLB The Show.
Featuring our golden boy, Ohtani Shohei-san, who is legitimately like an absolute phenom.
That looks bad.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look great. No, I think the fact it's like the idea you can even do... I mean, to be fair, I played a fair amount of MLB The Show on the PSP, and this looks very similar to that. But the fact it has cross progression, you can start it on your console and take it with you on the Switch. Like, I can, in theory, play some games on my PS5, right? And then head to a friend's house and play it on my Switch, which is always going to be cool.
That's easily the most impressive part about this, is, like, I think if they didn't have any of this cross-progression stuff, I would be like, what is the fucking point? This is nobody's ideal way to play MLB The Show.
No.
But when you factor in the fact that it's got cross-progression and it's got, like, multiplayer, like, where you can play with the other versions of the game at the same time, then it starts making a lot more sense. It makes, like, a lot of sense at that point.
But it's crazy, like, this Sony series that's been on Sony only for, like, at least 15 fucking years now is on everything.
And they're like, it's not only just on everything now, they're like embracing it. It's on Game Pass, it's on Nintendo Switch with crossplay.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
It's the most un-Sony like thing I could possibly imagine. You gotta guess that the MLB came at Sony really hard, like, hey, you gotta put this on other consoles or we're fucking pulling the license or something. And they were like, fine.
Also, have you seen the box art for the MVP edition of this game?
No.
It looks cool as shit.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of neat.
Like he has like baseball in one hand, bat in the other. He has like the weird vest and like the, I forget what you call it, like the very like the loose pants, the Japanese old Endo style.
Yeah.
Then a belt in his belt like a samurai. This is good shit. This is quality shit there.
I've determined long ago that MLB The Show is not for me, but it's pretty impressive that they're able to do all this stuff with it on the Nintendo Switch. Even if the game looks kind of gross, like yes. It's still really impressive that they're able to cram all this stuff onto it.
Agreed.
On the Nintendo Switch.
And for me as a Show fan, they fixed the biggest issue with the game last year, so I'm very satisfied with that series right now.
I can't believe I'm saying this. What are you giving Sony San Diego in this Nintendo
presentation?
I'm giving
Sony San Diego +3 and Nintendo +5.
I'll give Sony San Diego a +2 and Nintendo, I've already given all my points out. You've passed me, by the way, on points for Nintendo.
We still have time to go. We still have time to burn, too, yeah. So, all
right. Moving right along. Now it's time. You heard of Kingdom Hearts?
I've heard of Kingdom Hearts. That's a phone game, right?
Yeah, it's a phone game.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you heard of Kingdom Hearts Integrum Masterpiece for Cloud?
No, but yes. But it's such a dumb... When I heard that, I was reminded of, like, for some reason, Flowers for Andronon, but Mess's Masterpiece for Cloud... And it made me giggle a lot, so I don't know.
It was really funny for me in particular, because the guy didn't pronounce Integrum correctly. He's like, and Kingdom Hearts in Greatum Masterpiece for Cloud. I was like, oh, boy.
I mean, it's the Cloud version, but having it say for Cloud to me is unreasonably funny. I'm not sure why.
For me, it really boils down to the fact that Kingdom Hearts Integrum Masterpiece is the name they chose for the entire Kingdom Hearts quote-unquote trilogy, which is really more like 10 games.
That's some Square Enix bullshit, alright.
It's not even Square Enix bullshit, it's very much Tetsuya Nomura's bullshit.
Oh, right, that motherfucker.
The part of this that's most baffling to me is that at the very least, for the first three sets of it, like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 and 2.8, like those three parts, you don't need to put those on the cloud. Just put them on the Switch. They are not graphically intensive games. They're games from 20 years ago.
Those games are almost over 20 years old.
You don't need to put those on the cloud. Just like... release them on the Nintendo Switch.
If Kingdom Hearts 1 can't run on the Switch, then what the fuck are you doing?
So that's the most baffling part of this to me. Like, Kingdom Hearts 3, sure. That game's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it looks really good. Yeah, yes. Put that one on the cloud.
Yes.
But the rest of them? What of those was on the 3DS? Some of those were on other Nintendo consoles. I don't know. That's the most baffling part to me. Is, like, you're just going to make a worse version of these games on the Switch, even though... some of them appeared on other Nintendo consoles, and some of them came out 20 years ago? No, come on, guys. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm going to give... you know, I've worked myself up over this.
I give the game... I give Square Enix a +1, and Nintendo -1.
I'm giving Square Enix -3. Come on, guys. And you're giving Nintendo what?
-1.
Great. Okay. Well, now that we've spent a few minutes talking about this shitty cloud version of Kingdom Hearts, they threw one of the biggest curveballs I've ever had at a Nintendo presentation like this at me, in that they announced that they're finally porting, of all games, Live Alive on the Nintendo Switch, which is just a baffling choice, but it's one that I'm... genuinely impressed that they had the balls to put out.
Fuck is that?
So, Live Alive was a game on... I don't even remember what console it came out on, but it was a Japan-exclusive game that was an RPG that took place across, like, 8 generations. So, like, part of it was a caveman game, and then it would move up in time, and then you would be a cowboy, and then you would move up in time, and you were like a 1980s psychic school kid, and then you would move up in time, and you would be like a future UFO person. But the entire time, it was a turn-based RPG. It is one of the most bonkers RPGs you've ever seen in your entire life, and the reason they never ported it to the US was because the game is fucking bonkers. What I would recommend is Did You Know Gaming did a really good video as part of their Region Locked series about this game. about how fucking crazy it is because it just never got ported to the US. And it was like, it's never going to get ported to the US because it's just so fucking weird. And yet here we are, and they're porting Live Alive to the US.
So it came out on the SNES in 94.
Yeah, okay.
And the director of that game, Takashi Tokita, a year later, directed Chrono Trigger.
Well, there you go. This was the turn-based roots of Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, it looks kind of fucking rad, though.
It's
not gonna lie.
It looks awesome. It looks
pretty cool.
I was watching that Did You Know Gaming about Live Alive. I'm like, this game seems fucking cool as hell. Why didn't this ever make it in the U.S.? But, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. He was doing this, like, weird time stuff way back with this game, and then he was like, I bet I could expand on this and do Chrono Trigger. And then he made Chrono Trigger, kind of using that time stuff, moving through time to greater effect. Like, this is kind of the origins of that, which is crazy.
All the more reason to remaster Chrono Trigger, again. If it looked like this, it'd be fucking awesome. It looks fucking great. It looks great. They should do this to Chrono Trigger, a better game. Well, I don't know about that, but it's a game I'd want to check out at the very least. And it comes out in July.
That is like a day one purchase for me. I have always wanted to play Live Alive. That has been one of those where I was like genuinely sad that that game would never get ported to the United States and I'd never have a chance to play it. And here it is finally happening, so.
Yeah, we'll get to more games ported to the United States in a minute, too. I give Square +4, Nintendo +3.
I'm giving Square, they got the balls to port this, I'm giving them a 6. And Nintendo is up to 35 points for you. All right, yeah, let's go back. You want to talk about Klonoa? Let's talk about Klonoa.
I didn't, please.
I love Klonoa. I think those games are good. I don't know if I need to play them again, but sure. I like those games.
I have no view on Klonoa.
I'll just move past Klonoa then. Switch Sports.
What the fuck, man? They fucking did it again. They're doing it again. Jesus, they made another Wii Sports, but for Switch. Which feels like this should have probably been a launch game instead of 1-2 Switch, but what the fuck do I know?
Yeah, I am curious about that. Why they didn't launch with a Switch Sports game, because that just seems like such a softball considering what happened with the Wii.
Yeah.
And what they didn't do with the Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah, Switch Sports. I don't know. I think it looks interesting, and it looks... I mean, it's a fucking Nintendo Sports game like that, right? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's like the baseline for what video games is to most people now, because it's the highest selling video game of all time.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not going to be, nothing's going to be like Wii Sports. Wii Sports was revolutionary. Actually revolutionary. This is like, you know.
Good. Neat. It seems neat. I like watching the president of Nintendo play volleyball on camera.
I kind of want that jersey.
The Nintendo jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked cool.
Yeah. But what's up with me, survival bowling. Motherfuckers made a battle royale bowling in their shit. And that seems cool as fuck. I kind of want to play it just for that, but I don't want to pay the inevitable $60 for this whole pack. So I'll probably never play it.
The thing that stuck out most to me from this whole presentation is how much of it is coming later. Right? Like, they showed the soccer, they showed the fencing thing, they showed the volleyball, but they made a big point about how, like, you'll be able to play soccer with the leg strap later. Like, we're adding that in later. And then at the end, they're like, and guess what? Golf is back, the one that everybody loved from Wii Sports, but it's coming in DLC later.
And also, we're doing an online playtest at some point.
Like, at that point, just delay the game, right?
Put
it out a couple months down the line. You don't have to release it before the golf. Just wait for the golf to be finished.
How long do you think they've been sitting on this?
I don't know. I think they probably, considering how fast they're rushing it out the door before, like, golf is ready and that stuff, I think they just want to get it out as soon as possible because of the pandemic and the fact that people are starting to leave their houses again. Because if this game was ready earlier, I guarantee you they would have released it last year when we were in the pandemic. That's like the perfect pandemic game.
Agreed.
So I don't know how long they've been sitting on it. It seems like they're trying to rush it out the door for some reason.
Yeah, a lot of shit they do doesn't make any goddamn sense, so I've just kind of given up trying to figure it out.
I'm into it, though. I don't know if I'll pay $60 for it, but I'll check it out.
It'll probably be fine. I don't know. I give Nintendo Nintendo gets like a plus 4. It's a cool four? Idea.
I like the balls on them for bringing Wii Sports back finally, so I'm going to give it a 6.
Cool.
All right, moving right along, we are moving to... Oh, yeah, we don't have to talk about this that much or score anything, but how the fuck are they putting Taiko Master on Switch?
They're going to have you have both. It can only be played with... Well, no. I'm like, if you have a Switch Lite, I guess they use a buttons, which seems like a dumb thing.
That's not the best way to play Taiko Master.
No,
what are
they
you
have
doing?
Taiko Master on the Game Pass. I'm like, what the fuck, why? So...
I do really like that they made a point about the fact that Megalovania is in Taiko Master, though, which is pretty fun.
Oh, and also the opening to Demon Slayer.
Is the opening to Demon Slayer on there?
Grinch, yeah. Are you happy to announce that fucking song? Yes.
Huh. Also, they mentioned that they're doing a subscription service for Taiko Master as an add-on that has 500 songs. I wonder what 500 songs you put on Taiko Master.
Fuck that. Anime shit, right?
Gotta be. I mean, shit, I'll pay $10 if I can play fucking Asterisk by Orange Range.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you sold me on it, yes. So would I.
So that's interesting. I'm not going to score that. I just think that's wild.
Yes, cool.
Project Triangle Strategy still looks good.
Yeah, I mean, we both enjoyed Octopath to an extent, so it'll probably be fine. It's definitely in Fire Emblem's fucking neighborhood, though. It's in their lane, so I'm not sure that's gonna pan out.
I mean, clearly Fire Emblem isn't releasing a Fire Emblem game anytime soon, so they might as well, right?
I guess so.
Fire Emblem with more of a Final Fantasy Tactics bent to it is something I could get profoundly down with.
Yes, agreed.
I'm going to give it a 5.
I gave it a 2.
2?
2. Yeah, the Nintendo 1.
Nintendo gets 1. This, I'm very impressed with, but also very scared of. Metroid Dread is getting free DLC.
Yeah.
And one of them is absolutely horrifying, which
the
is...
Dread Mode?
Dread Mode, where one hit kills you. Fuck that.
Fuck that. You know there are going to be some fucking crazy-ass fuckers who are going to do their speed run on Dread Mode.
I watched that part of that presentation, and I out loud was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Fuck that. Who is doing that?
Broken human beings. Because you know someone's going to do it. You know someone's going to do it.
It is. They make a very big point about how every single thing in that game is eminently dodgeable. There is no thing in that game that you can't dodge if you can read the patterns. And you can feel that by playing that game, too. Like, it's hard, but it's definitely, like, if I memorize these patterns and nail them right, then I could do it without getting hit. So, yeah, someone out there is going to be able to do that. It's just, like, the level of skill for something like that is out of this world to me. I can't even fathom it.
But on the other hand, they have rookie mode that allows you to get more health back from stuff. So, you know, good. Fine. I've never felt like accessibility and difficulty is ever a bad thing for a game. So
no, and there was a lot of debate about that when that game came out, where it was like, this game is very hard, and they have their idea for how this game is difficulty-wise, and to do it easier would betray that difficulty. But you're right, like, adding another difficulty level that makes it easier to get through hurts no one. As a matter of fact... Like, there's a lot of people that I would recommend Metroid Dread to. It was one of my, if not my number one favorite game from last year. But it's just so fucking hard a lot of the time that, like, even people I think would like it, I'm like, I don't know. If you're not ready to be a little bit frustrated at it for a while, then maybe it's not for you.
Right.
So I think adding a difficulty mode that makes it more accessible and easier to play allows that me to recommend that game to more people, which is not a bad thing. It's always a good thing.
Yes. I give it a plus 5.
Mercury Steam is getting plus 5 from me too. You wanna throw points at Nintendo?
+1. Why not?
Moving right along. This is pretty crazy. Earthbound. Yeah,
fucking Earthbound. Has that ever legally been on any Nintendo platform in the U.S.?
Yes, Earthbound was on the Virtual Console on the Wii.
Ah, okay.
And Earthbound Origins, I think, was as well. But they need ways to bolster their Nintendo Online service. This is a good way to do that, because there's a lot of Earthbound fans out there.
Yeah, but why not just also include Mother 3 while you're fucking at it?
That's the most baffling part about this to me, is they're going to put Earthbound Origins and Earthbound on on their streaming service, and they're not going to do anything with Earthbound 3. It's gotta, like, there is no way they haven't translated that game yet. There's no way. They've right. just got to be holding on to it and waiting for the right time to release it.
Yeah, if you're going to do Earthbound, fucking do Earthbound. I feel like NES was in Smash before, like, Earthbound came on any fucking Nintendo console in recent years.
That is the most requested Nintendo game, I think. I don't know, maybe Metroid Prime 4 has surpassed it at this point, but... Like, Mother 3 is one of the most requested Nintendo games of all time. And Nintendo knows it. It's not mm-hmm. like it's this quietly asked about thing, and Nintendo's like, I don't know, Mother 3, what are you talking about? Like, Reggie Fils-Aimé was out there when he was president, like, one of these days, maybe we'll get Mother 3. So they know that people want it, and it's a Game Boy Advance game. It's not, like, the hardest thing to port to anything else. There's been so many fan translations of Mother 3 at this point that they wouldn't even really have to hire anybody to translate that game. They could get enough fans to translate that game and make a really good translation that... And they would do it, probably, for, like, peanuts, because they just love that game so much.
Yeah.
But... It's just really baffling to me that they haven't released that as a commercial product yet.
Yes,
and it would make even more sense if they put it on, like, their... If Nintendo wants to sell their stupid, like, upgraded Nintendo subscription by saying the only way you can play Mother 3 is to buy our stupid upgraded Nintendo Online subscription, people would be fucking lining up out the door to get by their stupid upgraded Nintendo Online subscription.
It feels like Nintendo is their own biggest enemy a lot of the time.
Yeah. I don't know, like, seeing the original Earthbound and... Earthbound Origins come onto this online thing, like, that's great. Those games are great, and getting more people to play them is great.
Yes.
But when they announced a Nintendo Direct, I was like, this has got to be the one where they put out Mother 3, right? Like, this has to be it. And then they didn't, so...
To be fair, if you are a weeaboo fuck, this is a pretty good Direct for you.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of good weeb shit,
like,
in there.
Who the fuck was, what, like... Like, no, this is the one where they put Alive in the fucking series. I'm serious, guy. No, they're Live, this is the year. This is the year they got it to do it. Like, no one was saying that.
Really obscure JRPG from 1994 that nobody remembers. Yeah, this is Live Alive's year.
No, man, Front Mission, like, this is, no, for sure, it's like the perfect Wii Switch game, I'm telling you, man. Front Mission's come to Nintendo, and you guys don't fucking understand it. Like, no one was saying that, but yeah, like, if you're going to do the shit, do the shit. Go full Nippon, Nintendo-san, you know?
I'm going to give Nintendo another point for putting Earthbound out on Switch.
I'm going to give Earthbound a plus 10 because there's a point in that game where it asks you what your favorite food is, and I put ass.
Yep. Yeah, and then your dad calls you on the phone like, I left you a steaming hot plate of ass.
And you're like, yeah. And Nintendo, like, plus 2.
Nintendo plus 2, so...
I want to play Earthbound, but I want to sign up for Nintendo's shit, so I'll sit on that for a while.
You don't have Nintendo Online? I guess maybe I'm the only crazy one. I don't have their update. I don't have their one with the Nintendo 64 games, but I do have their regular online.
I've not checked since like 2018. They probably took money from me. I haven't noticed because I bought it to play Tetris 99 like everybody else did.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever checked since.
I'm still paying for it. I'm paying for the family plan for Riley and I.
Hmm.
Yeah, I dip right. into that online subscription every once in a while to see what games they have on there. There's some good stuff. I mean, F-Zero's on there. You can't complain about that. I just want them to put some, like, fucking classic Final Fantasy games on there, and then I'll be really
into F-Zero's another pretty, like, what the fuck are they doing? Make another F-Zero kind of game for Nintendo.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I can think of is they don't have any, like, really strong racing game developers outside of the people making Mario Kart, I guess. We'll touch on that in a minute. So maybe they want to work with, like, an outside developer and they haven't found the right one yet? I don't know. That is weird that they haven't really done anything with F-Zero. That seems like another slam dunk.
Yes, agreed.
We don't have to talk too much about it, but what the fuck was that Lego Smash game, huh?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. It's like a Smash cross with, like, an arena. It seems like both like a Smash and also like a co-op beat-em-up. I can't really tell you which one it is, but it seems wild. But also, it's like a phone game, too. I thought?
Yeah.
Lego Brawls?
Yeah. The weird part is that it's like a Lego Smash, but it's not IP-based Lego. It's like the Knight from Lego, and then like Ninjago characters, and I don't know. It's just like your standard run-of-the-mill Lego minifigs.
It was on Apple Arcade, and they're putting it to the Switch.
Really weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play it, but I saw that and I was like, boy, that's fucking bizarre. And I say that as somebody that has 3 or 4 fully completed Lego sets on my coffee table right now that I don't have a place to put them. Mm. I just bought a shelf for them the other day, so I will finally have a place to put them. Yeah, the Lego Smash game I want is the one that has all the fucking IP in it. Like that game Lego Dimensions, yes. But I want it to have like Seinfeld and Queer Eye. And like just get weird with it. Do like
give me a Lego Queer Eye game. Or it's like something like that. Get fucking strange.
Get Seinfeld cool. Cross Queer Eye cross Friends. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Cross Frasier.
We were not in a world that was ready for Lego Dimensions, I think.
I played that game. I bought it when it came out
it seems like so underappreciated though.
It is. It was absolutely underappreciated. I remember playing it at the time and being like, of these Toys to Life games, this one's the best one. Because it got really weird with the IP it was putting in there. They had, like, fucking Back to the Future and Portal and Lord of the Rings and Sonic the Hedgehog and Scooby-Doo. It was like, wow, there's a lot of weird shit in this one, huh?
Yeah, man.
And it was a fun thing where it was, like, instead of just getting, like, a Toys to Life figure, it was, like, a little mini Lego set that you, like, built to make the figurine. Like, from top to bottom, that whole concept was just really cool and really fun to play. Because they were all, like, all of the levels that they added to it were, like, Lego games. And Lego games are great.
I hope Toys to Life makes a comeback at some point. Because it's just so cool. It's a cool shit.
The only problem with Lego Dimensions was that it was, you know, being Lego, it was fucking expensive. It was really expensive, especially the new sets. Like, you compared the price of a Lego Dimensions thing to, like, I don't know, Disney Infinity or whatever, and it was just, like, aggressively expensive. But, I mean, it was cool. So that was bullshit. That was the trade-off. Yeah, that's enough about that Lego game.
Yes.
Hey, Mario Kart DLC.
The entire time watching that trailer, I was like, on one hand, I was like, fuck you fuckers for not making Mario Kart 9. But then I was like, fuck it, are we back in that Skyrim situation where, like, they'll stop it, we'll stop them, you stop, fucking stop buying it, and people just won't stop buying fucking Mario Kart 8?
No, you know what I saw? Like, I saw that they were adding that DLC, and then they said, we're doing 48 new tracks, and we're releasing them 8 at a time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the fighter pass for Super Smash Bros. Ended, so then they needed a new fighter pass, and this is it.
Yes.
And except instead of Super Smash Bros. Characters, it's Mario Kart tracks.
Which, that's a lot of fucking tracks, though, not gonna lie.
48 tracks is, I think it basically doubles the number of tracks that were in that original game.
Yeah. It's, on one hand, that's cool. On the other, we are like 5 years ago overdue for a new Mario Kart game.
The only thing I can imagine is that it was like a twofold decision. On the one hand, they were probably targeting releasing a Mario Kart 9 this year for the anniversary. And then they looked at the state that Mario Kart 9 is in. It probably got hit pretty hard by the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they said, like, this game isn't ready for prime time. We can't release it this year. What can we do? Oh, we have all these tracks from the mobile Mario Kart game that we put out. Why don't we add those to Mario Kart 8 and do it through, like, a new fighter pass? Because we need a new stream of recurring revenue. This is a good way of doing that. We'll just do a new fighter pass, but it'll be for Mario Kart tracks. Great. That's our stopgap.
But reading Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass reminds me of that shit from the South Park thing where everything is, like, deluxe or plus. Or, like, it feels
max
incredibly corporate.
It is very corporate. But on the other hand, like, 48 new Mario Kart 8 tracks? Fuck yeah, sign me up right now. I'm buying that.
If only that game was, like, sometimes on sale and not always at full price.
The other part of it is that that DLC is being included in their upgraded Nintendo Switch Online thing with the Animal Crossing DLC and the shitty ports of N64 games, which is a lot closer to being worth it now with that. Probably not. I'd probably still rather just pay the $25 to get the Mario Kart tracks. Because I don't care about the Animal Crossing DLC. Riley got way into it and she beat it, I think, the other day. But Happy Home Designer was never my shit with Animal Crossing.
To be fair, it got old pretty quick.
It got old pretty quick, says Riley.
I just wanted to be able to do my villagers home on
my
island.
I just had a thought, like, you know the reason I never bought Mario Kart 8?
Why?
Because every single time I thought about it, I was like, well, they'll make it. No, that's a new one soon. There's no point doing that. and then here we are. And now I feel like if I buy this game, they're going to announce a new one the next day. As irrational as that sounds, that's how I feel.
We know for an absolute fact, though, that Mario Kart 9 will not be out this calendar year or next calendar year.
So I should just bite the bullet. I should just do it now.
Because they said that we're releasing these 48 tracks and the final DLC will come out at the end of 2023. So we know there will be no new Mario Kart game this year. There will be no new Mario Kart game next year because they would not hamstring themselves like that.
I should just fucking buy it right now.
On the other hand, though, we can be pretty reasonably sure that there's a new Mario Kart game in 2024.
Yeah. Mario Kart, I feel like it is so just goddamn obtuse. Is this like, apart from like Melee, those weird ass fuckers, is this like the longest lasting single iteration of a Nintendo game?
You mean like fully supported single iteration of a Nintendo game? I mean, I guess it depends if you call... Well, even, like, I was going to say if you call the deluxe version upgraded from Mario Kart 8 a same version of the game, but even that, like, deluxe came out how long? It was a launch game on the Switch, so that's got to be almost 5 years old now, right?
Well, 8 was a game on the fucking Wii U. Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to count Mario Kart 8 as part of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, then yeah, probably. But even Mario Kart 8 Deluxe came out 5 years ago, and it's only now finally getting DLC. That's still crazy.
Part of me thinks, like, it must be the Skyrim thing, which now, that's not, like, the only one. But that's the one that comes up to mind, where it says, like, we'll stop doing this when you all stop buying it.
And I mean, for what it's worth, they're right. If they keep making Mario Kart DLC, I'm going to keep buying it. That's not part of the question. I just love Mario Kart. Riley loves Mario Kart.
Mario Kart is cool as fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to give the Mario Kart 8 devs 7. I'm going to give them 7.
I'll give them a 5. And Nintendo a -1 for not announcing Mario Kart 9.
Great. And then the final thing that they announced, their big closer, was Xenoblade Chronicles
3.
You had to know, right? Like, you had to know it was going to be a third one.
The issue I have is, like, Xenoblade Chronicles X is right there, guys. It's right fucking there. The fuck are we doing here?
Let me tell you. They're never going to port X, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Oh, okay. Why?
That game had a lot of MMO stuff in it, and, like, servers. They're not gonna do that again. Unless that game was, like, really popular, it wasn't. They're not gonna port all those servers over to the Switch. That's just not gonna happen.
But they should, though. Because the soundtrack was so banging, the game was good, and it looked beautiful on the Wii U. And, like, it's, like, probably the best one in the series as well. And, like, had that guy in the song going, ugh. Yeah. So, like, what the fuck? I'm just disappointed. That's all. I'm disappointed.
I will say, I agree with you. I think Xenoblade Chronicles X was definitely my favorite in the franchise. I thought 2 was okay, and I really liked the first one. But X was, like, it didn't get bogged down too much with its weird story. It had some, like, really interesting hooks with their weird MMO stuff.
Yeah.
It played well. The music was great. It looked very good on the Nintendo or on the Wii U.
That game arguably had the best music of any game that year.
It's a shame we'll never see that game again. Man. Because, like, if they ported Xenoblade Chronicles X to the Switch, there would be legitimately no reason to buy a Wii U at this point, because every single one of the Wii U games that mattered would be ported to the Switch.
Yes.
That's, like, the last remaining holdout, because, like, what, We got Pokken Tournament. We got Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Got Bayonetta.
You got Bayonetta 2.
Mario Kart 8. 3D World.
Yeah, we got Mario 3D World. We got a Super Smash Brothers game.
Zelda was a dual release.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, that's the rest of the Switch. I don't know, that Wind Waker remake, but there's probably other ways to play Wind Waker, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, Xenoblade Chronicles is, like, the only one left of, like, the really good Wii U games that aren't on Switch yet.
And they won't do it. I guarantee you they won't do it. Anyway, we're getting Xenoblade Chronicles 3 instead. There's a lot of flutes. One thing I'll say about Xenoblade Chronicles 3, like, it looks like a Xenoblade Chronicles game, sure, whatever, I'm in. You got me, I'll play it, but it really puts into stark comparison how bad that new Pokemon game looks, as far as, like, graphically. Because you look at kind of the environments in Xenoblade Chronicles 3, and you're like, ooh, wow.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so rich and full of vegetation, and yeah. Look at these lands. And then you play Pokemon Legends Arceus, and it's like, wow, these environments are looking a little gross, huh?
Yeah.
That game still rules, though. I like I mentioned earlier, I'm like, I don't know, I think halfway through that game, it's an excellent Pokemon game, but boy howdy. Comparing the two worlds, you're like, okay, Game Freak, you can really get your... Just hire the Xenoblade people. Just get Monolith Soft on it.
That'd be ideal. But Nintendo, they walk to beat their own drum, so...
Here's another thing about that Xenoblade Chronicles 3 game. I don't know what it's about. I know it takes place in the same universe as 1 and 2. They said that, but the only thing I gleaned from it is that the two main characters play a flute, and that's it.
Those fucking accents, man.
Yeah, they're the best.
Them. Can't get past them at all.
They're so good.
Immediate turn to Japanese because those accents are pure love or hate. You either love that shit or you don't. And I don't like those fucking accents. So.
Oh, man, I love them. I love those British assholes. They're the best.
I give Xenoblade Chronicles like a 1, Nintendo negative 2. So.
I give it a 5. Mm. You give Nintendo a negative 2?
Yeah, for not moving heaven and earth to port X.
Xenoblade Chronicles X?
Yeah. As they should.
I'm going to eat those words one day. Like, the next Nintendo Direct, they're going to be like, we're delaying Xenoblade Chronicles 3 in the next year, but in the meantime, here's something to tide you over.
It's like, here's this. And then it's like New LA. And you're like, yeah!
Xenoblade Chronicles X Cloud version.
Oh, no! You were almost there!
The monkey's paw curls! You finally get it, but it's a cloud version.
Oh, my God. I can believe it, too.
Yeah. Definitely. That's how they get their servers going, is they build it on the cloud.
God.
Xenoblade Chronicles X blockchain version. It's an NFTs now. Yeah, all right, we did it. We finished the Nintendo Direct.
Yes.
Let's run down the scores, I guess, sure. One more time.
Yes.
Nintendo, I gave 29, and you gave 37.
Big fan over here, yes.
37 points for Nintendo this time. Omega Force for Fire Emblem's Three Houses. I gave 3 points, you gave 2 points. It's a total of 5 points.
Yeah.
Intelligent Systems for Advance Wars, the remake. I gave 3 points, you gave 3 points, that's 6 points. Hello Games for No Man's Sky, I gave 1 point, you gave 1 point, that's 2 points. Whoever's making Super Mario Strikers, I gave 8 points, you gave 9 points, that's 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
The developers of Splatoon, we both gave 4, so that's 8 points. Forever Entertainment for making Front Mission again, I guess. 1 point and 2 points, that's 3 points. Game Loft for that Disney cart game, I gave 2 points, you gave 1 point, that's 3 points. Aspyr for remaking the wrong version of Force Unleashed is 2 points for both of us, or 1 point each for both of us, it's 2. Ubisoft for re-releasing Assassin's Creed 2 Trilogy, I gave 3, you gave 3, that's 6. Square Enix, the first time, I gotta go back through the list, for releasing the shambling corpse of Chrono Cross, I gave a 1, you gave a 1, that's 2 points. For the team who's making the new Kirby game, looks lit as fuck, I gave 8 points, you gave 10 points, that's 18 points. Sony San Diego for porting the MLB The Show to the Nintendo Switch. I gave 2 points, you gave 3, that's 5. Square Enix for round 2 for releasing Kingdom Hearts Integrum Masterpiece for Cloud. Minus 3 points for me, 1 point for you. That's minus 2 points. And then Square Enix again for releasing Live Alive, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
I gave 6 points, you gave 4. That's 10 points. Moving right along, Nintendo Switch Sports, the team behind that, I gave 6, you gave 4, so that's another 10 points. Triangle Strategy, the developers of Triangle Strategy, I can't think of the name of the studio
behind that. I think it's
that.
Tokyo RPG Studio or something like that.
Tokyo RPG Factory, that's Factory. Right. I gave 5, you gave 2, that's 7 points. Mercury Steam for the new DLC for Metroid Dread, I gave 5, you gave 5, that's 10. To Nintendo for porting Earthbound, I gave 4, you gave 10, so that's 14. To the developers of Mario Kart 8 for their super cool DLC that they're doing for the next, like, 2 years, I gave 7, you gave 5, that's 12. And then finally, Monolith Soft for Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I gave 5, you gave 1, that's 6.
Also, I need to correct myself, that was not that. It was Square Enix and Arctic making that game, not RPG Factory.
Woo, a lot of stuff.
A lot of good stuff. I feel like Summer Games going to fucking wear us out at this rate.
I'm already getting there with February and March. February and March are already brutal.
Yeah. There's a lot of good shit there. So I'm happy for
yeah,
the games are cool.
That was a good, it was a good direct. It was a very good direct.
Yes.
I guess real quick before we go, do you have one more thing?
My one more thing is short and sweet. Get vaccinated.
There you go. I did that and also got COVID and it wasn't bad. So yes. that is a very strong statement to make.
Yes, right now I am kind of tired, but overall feeling good. So
I won't talk too much about my one more thing. I'm still playing Pokemon Legends Arceus, but the one I want to talk about is Pokemon Unite. I've been playing that one again daily.
Really?
It's still great.
Cool.
Yeah.
We should get another night together and play that again.
Yeah, dude. I'm on like every night. I'm popping out daily. It's like nobody's business. If you ever want to play, I'll play.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I promise myself. I got more into... Okay, one more thing. I've been more into reading now. I joined a book club. I finished a book. That was neat. I like it. I'm reading some more.
So congratulations to this week's big winner, Nintendo, for doing a Nintendo Direct.
Yep.
And this week's loser, I guess, technically would be... I mean, after all the points, it really balances out because they did it. But Square Enix also released a game called Kingdom Hearts Integra Masterpiece for Cloud, which really... Could they ever be a winner with that? So
it also seems kind of perfect name, though.
Yeah, you're right.
So is I'm very conflicted about it.
All right, well, that'll do us for this week. As always, we got the email address open. That is modernconsolewarfare@gmail.com. Shoot us any emails you have with questions, with news stories to recommend. Mm-hmm. This week was pretty light before the Nintendo Switch or Nintendo Direct, so we would appreciate that. I don't know, any final words?
No, nothing else.
Cool, me neither. All right, everybody, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you again soon.
Later.
Bye.